On the KSRO live line with us is Beth Costa. She's the executive director of Wine Road. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning, Pat.
All right, you should be pretty practiced on this. You've had one weekend already for the 42nd annual barrel testing weekend, another one this weekend. What was the response and how many people did you see last weekend?
You know, last weekend it was really, I thought it was phenomenal. We sold about 4,000 tickets in advance.
Wow.
And people come from this, you know, from all over the country for this event. It's a huge draw. So we were really fortunate. Our wineries are fortunate with the flooding that had happened that they were pretty much out of the flood zone. We had two wineries that were really affected, one Friedemann in the Barlow and Corbell out in Guerneville. But other than that, all of the wineries were able to participate. People came, supported the wineries, supported the restaurants. It was a really great weekend.
And if somebody's new to Sonoma County, explain, although it's so self-explanatory, explain all about what a barrel tasting weekend is like.
And, you know, it seems self-explanatory, but we do get a lot of calls after the fact. People say, gosh, all the wine was still in the barrel. And we're like, yes.
Yeah, barrel tasting.
You're right, barrel tasting. So, it's a really unique opportunity. People get into the cellar at all of these wineries, and they're tasting wine that is still being aged in the oak barrels. And the winemakers and the winery owners are on hand at every winery. So it's a great opportunity to ask questions about, you know, the winemaking process and the aging process. They use a little thief to take the wine out of the barrel to, you know, give you a little taste in your glass. And oftentimes, wineries will then be pouring the current vintage from those same vineyards, so you can taste it in the barrel and then taste what a bottled, you know, wine tastes like from maybe 2 years prior. So it's a great educational learning experience. And a lot of the wineries also sell that wine as futures. So if you love
like
the
stock
way it tastes
futures,
right now,
yeah,
you can buy it. And
yeah, it's an interesting notion, isn't it? I mean, who first came up with this idea? Sell wine before it's aged.
Exactly. And people did it. That's
clearly
amazing.
Yeah. Clearly
yeah. I mean,
did.
You're spending hundreds of dollars on a case of wine that you're not going to get for another year or so. But people, if you go out barrel tasting, you will see people with, you know, like spreadsheets on their little clipboard because they have a record of the futures they bought last year and where they're ordering futures this year and where they're picking wine up.
Wow.
They come and they stock their cellars. They, you know, they're buying wine a year in advance to stock their cellars. So it's a great experience. And winemakers enjoy doing it. You know, when I talked to winemakers before this event leading up to it, we did some little videos, and they all kind of said the same thing. They are used to getting into the cellar and, you know, tasting the wine in the barrel. They're talking about what they're going to blend and how things are aging. And they love being able to share that experience with visitors, you know, which, you know, normally you don't get to do that.
No, it's very unique. Very unique. How many wineries take part in this?
For this second weekend, I think there's about 70 wineries.
Wow.
And so they're spread out throughout Alexander Valley, Dry Creek Valley, and Russian River Valley. We have a really great website, wineroad.com. And if you go there, you click on the link that says barrel tasting. There's a list of the wineries. There's a list that says program, and the program shows exactly what wines each of those wineries will be pouring in the barrel. There's maps that are just for the event. So we try to have everything. We try to make it easy.
Is it like buying a piece of art, though? I mean, is there, you know, sort of a something that you have in your hands that tells you about the grapes involved in the process and all of that? Or is that just a person who does that?
It's a person. It's going to be the winemaker. You know, in most cases, the winemakers are going to be there. So that's who you're going to get to talk to. And, you know, I think that's the draw. That's what people keep coming back for, because if you get to some of these wineries that are kind of off the beaten track, you know, there might only be two or three other people in the cellar, and you're going to be able to really have a great conversation with the winemaker and hear about their philosophies of winemaking. And a lot of them are getting, it's a state fruit, or they're buying a fruit from a grower they've been working with for years. And, you know, they can really tell you why they like that fruit, where, you know, that vineyard site, you know, what it's all about. And you really get to learn.
Oh, I'm sure they get invested in.
You know, it is an art.
Yeah,
and,
in particular wine makers, yeah.
Yeah, and this is, you know, it's their passion, and it really comes out when they get a chance to talk to you, when you're not just, you know, running into the taste room and having a quick taste and leaving, when you're really having a great conversation.
And Beth, have you got any way to ascertain where these folks are coming from that visit during barrel tasting weekends?
You know, during our events, particularly barrel tasting, we have sold tickets to every single state.
Wow.
Sometimes we have international visitors that come for this event, but I didn't see that this time around, unless they buy tickets at the door. But actually, you know, people really do come from everywhere. And, you know, the big states are, you know, a lot of people come from Texas and Florida. There's a lot of people from the East Coast that fly in. And most of these people are coming in maybe Wednesday night or Thursday night, and they're making appointments with wineries ahead of time, and then they're enjoying the event on, you know, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I bet the tourism board is very happy to hear about this.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I had some people concerned last week with the flooding as bad as it was prior to the event that, you know, maybe we should cancel the event. And I said, you know, these are small business owners, these wineries. They're depending on this weekend. We're not doing it lightheartedly. A lot of thought goes into planning the event and what the wineries are going to put forward for the event. They really want to showcase the best of Sonoma County, and the wineries want to showcase their best barrels. So it really is a big deal for all of them.
Yeah, important, very important. And Beth, I'm wondering if the winemakers themselves, you know, it's a connected group, obviously, throughout Sonoma mm-hmm. County. And have there been efforts from winemakers throughout the county to assist the two wineries that were affected by the floods?
Oh, definitely. In fact, yesterday I was calling around trying to get empty cardboard boxes, empty wine boxes for a winery who, the winery was fine, but some of their case storage, the boxes were wet, so they just needed quick boxes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the simplest things, everybody definitely pitches in and helps everybody. And I know that Friedemann in the Barlow is releasing a certain wine. I think they're selling some Magnums right now and doing a special online, and everybody I've seen is really sharing that everywhere.
Oh, that's great.
Last weekend, the people that were supposed to go there for barrel tasting, we moved them to check in at Boletto Vineyards, and mm-hmm. the people at Boletto connected with the Friedemanns. And yeah, everybody, it's a very collaborative industry. Everybody does really work together and support each other.
What does it cost to go to barrel tasting weekend? I mean, is it sold out for this weekend?
No, tickets are available at the door. So once the event gets going on Friday, about maybe half the wineries participate on Friday, and the rest are just Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy tickets at the door. It's $60 for the weekend, and that, again, you can start on Friday. If you are only available to come on Sunday, then, it's $70 at the door for the mm-hmm. weekend, and it's $60 if you want to just do Sunday. And then we also offer designated driver tickets, and they're $10. And all of that money is actually a donation to the Redwood Empire Food Bank.
So very nice.
Always fun. That adds up after a big weekend like this.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when you're talking about 3,000 or 4,000 people, I think so.
Yeah.
And are they spread out pretty well throughout the county?
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. It definitely is really spread out. And some of the wineries, like I said, you can go to some that there's going to be just a handful of people there. It really is spread out. It's a big geographic area, so it's not crazy.
And don't you think, Beth, that this is, although the Barrel Tasting Weekend has been in operation for a long, long time, that it's unique circumstances, unique experiences like this that will keep bringing people into the wineries, no matter, you know, what happens worldwide with alcohol intake?
Mm-hmm.
It's these experiences that will make it, isn't it?
I think it is. And, you know, we try to always change things up and add things. This year, for both weekends of barrel tasting, we added a Friday night event called Toast the Future. And for those, it was a more expensive ticket, and people just went to one winery,
mm-hmm.
and it was limited to 30 people. And we made sure that all of the principals of the winery would be there. They would pour barrel samples and current vintages and have food. So it was a really that's a small, intimate group, 30 people, and a really great chance to connect with owners and winemakers at one winery to kind of kick off. That was sort of a welcome reception
right.
for the people who wanted to do that on Friday night and then do the event for the weekend.
Well, I hope you're resting up this weekend, because it's only a couple of days from now when the masses descend once again on the wine country. Beth, yeah, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it. I know it'll be another great, successful weekend for you.
Great. Thanks, Pat. Thank you.
You bet. That's Beth Costa. She is the executive director of Wine Road. And of course, you hear on the Wine Road right here on KSRO every weekend. So it's the 42nd annual, believe it or not, barrel tasting weekend. Happened last weekend and now Friday through Sunday from 11 to 4. And advanced ticket sales, by the way, have ended. So you can't get them in advance, but you can get them at the door at any participating winery during the event weekend. So it's $70 for the weekend, $60 for Sunday only, and a $10 ticket for you if you are a designated driver. So that is last weekend for barrel tasting weekends. At this point in the year, you can go to wineroad.com to find out more and find out about the participating wineries.